What's up, music marketers, and welcome to the show. This is your Music Marketing Academy podcast where we talk about marketing you, your band, or your brand in this fast-growing music industry. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. Whether you're new to the game or a veteran, this podcast is probably for you. Now, in today's podcast, we're going to talk about whether Twitter is the place to be, and are you on it? Did you know, guys, that Twitter grew by 27% last year? I think there's a lot of misconceptions. People think that it's a platform that's not growing. I think that's because there's so many new social media platforms coming on. Obviously, you've got the old stalwarts like Facebook and Instagram. But even Instagram with its new features is kind of overshadowing Twitter a little bit. But it's a platform that's growing massively. And 27% growth in 2020 is absolutely awesome. So I'm basically going to ask you, if you're not on Twitter at the moment, is it a place that you should be posting your music? And is it a place for you to actually engage and interact with your peers? Now, what I would say, guys, the very first thing is, I think it's the best place to get collaborations. I think most musicians love it because there are just so many other musicians they can talk to, and oftentimes they can talk to them in real time. It's very, very hard to do that on any other social media platform. Normally what happens is you'll post on Instagram or you'll post on Facebook and then you get comments after. But on Twitter, especially if you're on the platform at exactly the same time, the moment somebody comments, likes or retweets one of your tweets, you can actually engage with them straight away. And that's why it's so much easier to actually get collaborations. Because as soon as another musician has commented on one of your tracks, for example, that you've posted on Twitter, as soon as you get that notification, you can reply straight away and have an in-depth conversation with them. You also have the choice of not just talking on Twitter, you can actually take them into DMs as well and actually talk to them there if you want to have a more private conversation. Now, I'm not saying you can't do that with the other social media platforms. With Twitter, it kind of just lends itself to doing that. What you can also do as well, guys, is you can do something what we call reverse engineering what your peers are doing. Now, when I say reverse engineering, what I mean is you can see what tracks they're releasing, the sort of content they're putting out, and you can kind of reverse engineer to see what they do. So you can kind of not copy, but you can mimic the sort of content that they're putting out. And the great thing with that is you can actually see what gets the best results. Now look, you do not need to reinvent the wheel when it comes to this, and Twitter is great for this. It allows you to post content and see very quickly how much engagement you got and how successful that tweet's going to be. The next thing I would say is you can externally link out on Twitter. Now, this isn't something you can do on Instagram, for example. The only way you have of driving people to either Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, etc. The only way you can do it on Instagram is by putting a link in the bio and asking people to click on the link. Now, I wouldn't actually advise this, but you can actually link out to quite a lot of external websites, which is something you can't really do with Instagram, for example. Now, I'm not going to lie, you're not going to get as much exposure if you just tweeted a text tweet, but the exposure that you get by linking out is a lot more than you'd get on Instagram or Facebook, and that's why we love it so much. And not only that, you can also put links in your bio. You don't just need to put one link, you can actually put about three links in your bio. So if you're really looking to drive traffic to and drive eyeballs to, you know, the favorite platforms like Spotify and Apple Music, it's a lot easier to do that. I would actually recommend putting your website links up there, but listen, that's completely and totally up to you. You also have what we call the network effect. So if you talk to the same group of people every day, what happens is you show up further in their feeds. This isn't something that really happens that much in Instagram and Facebook, for example, or TikTok, but it happens a lot on Twitter. So say, for example, there's 20 musicians that you talk to on a regular basis. What Twitter will do is it will show your content higher up in their feed. And if they go back to Twitter after a few days, it will also show them what they've missed if you've posted content. And that's what we call a network effect. Now, you just don't get that with any other social media platform. And that's why I recommend musicians use Twitter. Now, as you know, if you've been on Twitter for any length of time, you'll see that certain things trend and also trend within your genre or just music in general. You don't see what's trending on other social media platforms, but as soon as you log in to your Twitter account, you'll see exactly what's trending and you can jump in. In fact, if you're one of the earlier ones to actually talk about something that's trending, you will actually get a trending tweet as long as the tweet is done in the right way. You also get to speak directly to the source. So we're talking radio, we're talking podcasters, we're talking bloggers, we're talking TV execs, and also label executives. You can speak directly to the source, because what you find is a lot of these guys have a Twitter account. And because of that, that means you can speak to them directly. So if they've actually tweeted something, you can reply and actually have dialogue with these people. Guys, that isn't something you can do on any other social media platform, and hence the reason why I think we've seen so much growth in that. I think the other platforms are great, and there's loads of features that they have, but to actually speak to somebody, to actually speak to them on a level, it's very, very difficult to do that on any other social media platform other than Twitter. And lastly, guys, what I would say is there's a new feature called Fleets, which is kind of like Twitter's version of Stories. Now, so whatever you're tweeting as a tweet, you also include that in Fleets as well. So you get like double whammy, really. So if you've got a message that you want to put out there, do a tweet and also do a fleet of it as well. So the next time one of the people that you generally talk to on Twitter logs into Twitter, they're going to see not only your fleet, but they're also going to see your tweets as well. So that'd be my recommendation. Obviously, the title of this podcast is, you know, Twitter is the place to be. Are you on it? I would say if you're not on it, you're losing out big time. I know I'm a little bit biased because I spend most of my time on Twitter rather than the other social media platforms, but from what I can see and what I can tell and the feedback that I'm getting from a lot of musicians, they absolutely love it and they're getting a lot of traction from it. So guys, thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you know anyone that'd be interested, please refer and recommend. We don't charge anything for this, so you know, that'd be my charge, is just to refer and recommend anybody that you know. So guys, thank you so much, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.